Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Not-for-profits play an important role in our society and our capitalistic marketplace, providing funds for services that for-profits cannot or will not provide. Nonprofit status can be exploited, providing an undeserved tax break and a shield against public scrutiny. Take the recent college entrance scandal. In addition to cheating on tests and bribing examiners, funds were illegally channeled through a nonprofit agency. Bribe money was called donations, so the bribers likely even got a tax write-off. But cruelest of all, the nonprofit claimed to help disadvantaged youth go to college. The scam helped the wealthy and most privileged get their offspring into prestigious universities, actually making it harder for disadvantaged youth. You may not believe in helping disadvantaged, but it's kind of a stretch to imply that these rich kids pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. Another example is the Trump Foundation. The nonprofit charity served as a checkbook for its namesake, paying business expenses and fines for the Trump empire. A fundraising event was actually a campaign rally. Prosecutors charged that $3 million in charitable funds were funneled into the Trump campaign, and the charity used donations to purchase an oil painting of Trump that now hangs in one of his resorts. There's a lot of competition for your donation dollar. These types of scandals make it harder for real nonprofits and charities, groups that are financially struggling already. So, some consideration. It's easier to donate to a charity you can see. Food for People, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Rescue Mission, Humboldt Recovery, KHSU. These are just a few of the many local groups that can use your donation right here at home. You can also see for yourself that they're not using your donation for fancy office furniture or oil paintings of their staff. But what about statewide or national groups? There are a bewildering number of nationwide groups with similar sounding names. There are some resources to help you sort through that confusion. Check out sites like Charity Watch, Charity Navigator, GuideStar. They examine the audits and public financial records of charities to see which are actually charitable and which serve solely as moneymakers for their administration. Take veterans organizations. Homes for Our Troops and the Gary Sinise Foundation received A ratings, but the American Disabled Veterans Foundation failed. The Federal Trade Commission found that groups like this used 95% of their donations for administration and less than 5% went to its intended use. Other highly rated nonprofits include the National Rifle Association and the American Civil Liberties Union. They use your donation exactly how they say they will. And that's really all we ask when we make a donation. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.